knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, and I haven't talked to Dean or seen Dean in so long. Judy Pylak's here with me and for Bill Leff, and here's Dean Richards.
Sick of seeing.
Hi, Dean.
Judy's like, ugh. Cares.
Dean again?
We haven't worked together in so long. I thought you'd be happy to hear me.
I am always happy to hear your lovely
voice. You don't
voice.
Sound like it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Pep it up a bit, will you? Even if you have to fake it.
You can see why I'm so happy to see Judy.
Oh, I miss working with you, Dean.
Bill's back tomorrow, people, just so you know.
Feel the love.
How are you, Dean?
I am just fine and dandy. I just got some pretty cool news.
Oh.
That Bon Jovi is coming to Chicago.
Living on a prayer, baby.
Living on a prayer and coming to the United Center. I probably should have had this date ready to go. A real professional would have had this. I actually thought I did, and then I opened the wrong file. But they're going to be coming in April, and I'll tell you exactly what that date is going to be in April.
April 26th?
Yeah, that sounds like that's about right. April 26th. And tickets are going to go on sale a week from Friday. At 10 a.m.
I want to see John Bon Jovi and Chef Boyardee get together because they both have the name where, like, Bon Jovi, B-O-N-J-O-V-I, came from his real name, Bon Jovi, and Chef Boyardee came from the name Boyardee. Seriously. So I just would like to see them hook up on tour. Maybe Chef Boyardee could do the behind stage cooking. I just want to see them hook up for a little tour.
Well, you can open up a can and cook it up on the stove?
No, like authentico recipes. Oh.
Well, if you two are going to speak in foreign languages, I'm not going to be able to.
It's called French, Dean.
I believe it's Italian, isn't Chef Boyardee?
Yes,
it is.
French.
Isn't Chef Boyardee Italian?
Jeez, Bill's back tomorrow, thank God.
And you know what? I love me some Chef Boyardee ravioli. I grew up on that.
I did, too. And I now that you're saying it, I think I would love to have some right now.
I would eat it out of the can without even cooking it.
Oh, I think it's better cold. Isn't
I like the beefaroni. That was mine.
I was never a beefaroni.
Now I don't remember the beefaroni.
Because it wasn't as good.
Ravioli tasted like skulls, is what I said when I was a little kid. I never ate a skull, but the fact that it is, you know, like a skull-like thing and then like a brain matter in the middle, I wouldn't eat ravioli. Now I love them, but I only get the cheese.
We never had that when we were kids because...
Your mom cooked real food.
Well, my mom, when she did cook real food, but, you know, we had, you know, canned food once in a while. Everybody did back then. But she would never buy the brand names. She would buy the store brand. So we would have like the AMP, you know, whatever the
Hoffman House,
the generic,
and if it was
dented, even better. Because then it was
expired.
Cheaper.
You hit the jackpot.
Oh, we had expired stuff all the time. That's all.
I don't even
that's
think
good.
They had expiration dates.
Expired food is fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh!
My mom turning 95 years old tomorrow.
Oh wow. Yay! I love her.
It's her birthday tomorrow.
It was awesome meeting her at your induction in the Silver Surfer Award that you won.
I would love to be in the Silver Surfer Society. That would be so awesome. She's
95. God,
95 years
her.
Old tomorrow. Isn't that something?
Yeah, happy birthday.
So crazy.
And
take
so
her some Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
She'll crack her. Open a can.
Yeah, look. Yeah, I got some dented cans of food for you. Happy birthday.
So Bon Jovi has just been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? So
yes.
Okay, so now the tour to correspond with that?
I think that's probably what that's about, yeah. Because the actual induction ceremony will take place, I believe it's early April when that actually happens. So this is timed perfectly for that.
You know, I was surprised to hear John Cougar Mellencamp, who he is dating now. I don't know where I saw this.
He's not with Crazy Meg Ryan anymore?
He is.
When I mean crazy, I mean it in a great way, not an insulting way.
Right, like crazy good.
Okay.
I didn't know they were ever together, and I saw some gossipy mag, maybe one of the People magazines you gave me, Judy, and I didn't know John Mellencamp and Meg Ryan were an item.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Quite a while.
Doesn't he live in Indiana?
Seymour, Indiana is where he's from originally. I'm sure
in
he doesn't
small
anymore.
Town.
Yeah, in a little pink house.
But I thought he lived. I thought he
next
moved
to Jack
back
and
there.
Diane.
Yeah.
I can DJ with the rest of you.
That's right. R-O-C-K and in the USA.
Damn straight. I'm out of it.
It's the DJ's curse. Me too.
I'm done.
You know, Bon Jovi is 48 years old. I thought he was older. Why do I think he's so old?
He's acting old. He acts like an older man now.
Does he? Is that?
I don't know.
Weird.
I thought he was older, too.
That's really young.
48 seems about right, I think, for Bon Jovi. How old did you think he was?
I thought he was like 68.
Oh, no way.
Come on.
Isn't that weird? Well, he's because he's younger than me. I don't like that.
Well, he looks older than you, so you're in good shape. And is there any new developments going on with the whole James Franco thing? Because, Dean, I have to tell you a couple of things. I don't think women who were talked to in a dirty fashion should hashtag the Me Too. That doesn't count. It has to be something...
And I kind of had a little
harassed
problem.
And sexual abuse. That's when you put the Me
right.
Too.
I had a problem with the one who was date. It sounded like she was dating him, and then he right. made her do something in the car. You know, I would say don't date him anymore, but I don't know where that falls either.
Well, here's the timeline for all of this. First of all, Sunday night, Ally Sheedy puts out a series of three kind of crazy tweets. Not accusing him of anything, but also kind of implying like something happened, but never really saying something did. She put up three tweets during the Golden Globes while he was accepting his award, saying, you know, what's he doing on stage? But, you know, just, you know, disparaging things. And then after the Golden Globes, took all three of the tweets down.
That makes me sad that she's like home alone doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's some issue there, and the fact that she took him down.
Well, as you know, Steve Cochran makes a very valid point that if there's some issue between those two, if she doesn't like him, if there's some problem, how about picking up your telephone? Not everything needs to be resolved over Twitter. You know, you can pick up your phone if you not want to, you know, resolve a difference between the two. But that's between them to resolve.
And they haven't talked in years, though. That's not like their best buds.
In years. They worked together. He directed her in a play like 13 years ago. Pretty long time. There have been past allegations of him trying to pick up an underage woman on social media a couple of years ago. And that is, I guess that's still out there. But this morning, five women came forward, all of which students at his now-closed acting school who were saying that they were asked to participate in scenes and little plays that they were doing at the school or little indie movies that would require them to undress, or he would ask them to perform very explicit simulated sex scenes. It's all very graphic. One of them was dating him. At the time, doesn't excuse if there's, you know, aggressive behavior, unwanted behavior.
Right.
But these are the latest allegations that have come out on this. Now, James Franco's representatives are saying that all of this is untrue. So, you know, that's kind of where you leave it right now. You know, somebody accuses, somebody denies.
But the truth has to be found, because I'm not victim shaming, and if somebody was treated in a sexually abusive way, by all means, say something, do something, get it out, get them in trouble. But this is also, if you have a grudge to hold on someone, you can very easily just on social media put something out there and start the wheel spinning.
Yeah, I don't know the particulars.
Yeah, I don't either.
For this, I would like to know a lot more about all of this.
Yeah.
But there have been some cases, and again, not victim shaming at all, but
right.
there were some cases, and I think it was Harvey Weinstein, of somebody who accused him of rape after the second and third time that they got together with him. So if he was a super creep the first and second time, why were you with him a third time?
Still no means no.
I don't get that. Still no means no, but I'm going to say that if I was you know, attacked basically by somebody twice, I'm probably not going to go back in that person's hotel room.
Well, good to know that you're a smart man.
So you just remember that, Wendy.
I will keep that in mind.
Just keep that
I'm
in
hoping
mind,
my
sister.
Husband attacks me.
Well, why don't you let him back in the bed? It
yeah,
could happen.
I know. Since I got my knee replaced,
by the way,
Dean, I haven't let Jimmy Max sleep in my bed. He's been on the couch. I don't want him to kick me.
A kick or the innocent rollover could be.
That's what I'm telling you.
Devastating.
By the way, we're getting several texts. Bon Jovi is actually 55.
Yeah, where'd you get 48?
On the internet.
Dog years. Everyone knows Judy announces ages in dog years.
All right, we have to take
been
a break.
Famous for that for years.
I'm 39.
You are a liar, is what you are.
I'm Bon Jovi's age.
All right, we've got Dean Richards on the line, and we will be talking to him about some releases that are coming out in the world of movies. But first, we take a break at 720 WGN. right, we've got Dean Richards in a stranglehold, baby. All right, doing the cruise. Here is Dean Richards.
Wendy.
Two for Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. No, can't we do a three for Thursday?
Yeah.
All right, Dean Richards is here, and there are some movies that I have seen trailers for. One being Liam Neeson in The Commuter.
Oh, he's kicking butt again. He's kicking butt and taking names again.
Like, I love him.
Like we love our Liam Neeson.
Yep.
Is his son missing?
Well, he's very concerned about his wife and his son in this movie because he is an insurance guy who takes the same train to work every day, has for the last 10 years, goes to work, is fired from his job. And is now, you know, returning, doesn't know what he's going to do.
Disgruntled.
He's disgruntled, and his son's about to go to college. He has no idea what he's going to do. A mysterious woman sits next to him on the train and offers him $100,000 if he can find a certain person who is on this train. Has a certain amount of time to find this person who's on the train. At first, you don't understand why this woman would come to him, but it's later disclosed, and I don't think a plot spoiler at all, to know that he was a former police officer. So he's got a certain set of skills, if you will, to find this person who's on the train, and that's what this movie is about. It's on a suburban commuter train.
Wow, this sounds...
Is it called Metro?
Really relatable.
It's called The Commuter. It may as well be called Metro. It's pretty much the same thing, except, I mean, you may see some weird things on the train or the L. Pretty sure you've never seen all as many people get murdered on them as happens in this one, and beaten up and thrown out windows. And Liam Neeson is kicking butt again in this movie. And it's, part of the movie is a little bit silly because it's such a formula for him now.
Yeah.
But there's something that's so enjoyable about this movie also. And, men and women, I think of a certain age, love to see somebody who is about their age doing these things that Liam Neeson does in his new role as an action hero. So I like this movie. If you don't take the storyline too seriously, you're going to have a couple of hours of fun. Actually, an hour 45 minutes of fun. It moves by pretty fast. I gave it a Dean's List B.
Awesome. Wow. That looks good to me.
Yeah, like that one.
All right, and is it Paddington Bear that has the little yellow hat?
Yeah, is it a yellow hat or a red hat?
Oh, I don't know. I was not a big Paddington Bear fan. I must have missed it age-wise.
I feel like it's red.
Yeah, I think it's a red hat.
It's red.
Red hat and a raincoat that he wears. It's a whole series of books, the Paddington series. And there was a Paddington movie about 5 years ago, which was a pretty big hit. And now Paddington 2 is out. And, you know, I'm sort of so-so about these kids' movies. I mean, they're not geared toward me. I go and review them. I sit there awkwardly as the people around me in the theater. All the other families in the theater going, why is that grown man sitting there all by himself watching a movie? That's weird. But I actually really like this movie. It's about Paddington and his adopted family in London.
Hello,
Paddington. Are you going to the gift store today? Because he does, and he finds a perfect gift for his aunt. But he doesn't have enough money, so he's trying to raise money to do this. And
how does a bear get money?
Well, where does the bear keep the money is the bigger question, really. If you're a bear and you got some pocket change, where are you putting the pocket change, really? In the process of all of this, Paddington winds up getting falsely accused of a crime and thrown in the slammer.
Oh, my God.
No thanks to...
Is Liam Neeson in this movie?
He is not, but Hugh Grant, of all people, is the evil villain in this movie and is one of the most hilarious characters that I've seen in the movies in a long time.
Really?
Hugh Grant was just nominated for Best Actor for a BAFTA award, which are the UK versions of the Oscars. This children's movie scored him a BAFTA nomination for Best Actor. That's how entertaining Hugh Grant is in this movie. In fact, this movie, Paddington 2, it's already been released in the UK, is also nominated for Best Picture. It is completely delightful. Your kids are going to love it. Grown-ups are going to like it. It's edgy. It's smart. It's charming. It's heartwarming. Dean's List B+.
Look at that.
For the furry bear.
And look at the tie-in, because this just was released from BBC.com about 23 hours ago. A train has been named after the creator of Paddington Bear, Michael Bond, who died last year. There's the Great Western Railway, so it kind of ties into Paddington Bear and Liam Neeson on a train. Look at that.
Look at that.
I'm sorry, Dean. Is this an animated movie?
The
Paddington Bear?
No. Hugh Grant is.
I thought maybe he was just a voice.
Oh. Yeah, live action. It's live action. Okay. Where Hugh Grant is real. Sally Hawkins from the movie The Shape of Water is in the movie. A movie. Hugh Bonneville, who you may remember from Notting Hill. A variety of mostly English actors are in there. And then this, Paddington Bear is. Computer generated, looks real,
yeah,
and is it is just so charming. Seriously, it sounds so corny, but I walked out of this movie ear to ear grin on my face.
That's adorable.
With this movie, it is just an adorable movie. I really wound up liking it a lot.
Paddington's favorite pastry, by the way,
orange marmalade.
Bear claw.
Oh.
Come on. I would have gone with honey something.
Well, he does. He has an obsession for orange marmalade in this movie. It's like a running joke in this movie. So maybe he puts the orange marmalade on his own bear claw.
Maybe that's it.
And licks it off.
And real quickly, we don't have a lot of time, but we lost the very talented and funny Rose Marie, and there's a documentary that's coming out.
Yeah, nice documentary. It's going to be at Facets starting tomorrow for 1 week only, called Wait for Your Laugh. It's about her life. At age 5, she was one of the biggest stars in America, in vaudeville and on radio. Her career went to the movies and Broadway and Dick Van Dyke Show and Hollywood Squares and so many others. And this movie really does a great job in covering it all. So check that out. The new Taraji P. Henson movie, Proud Mary, opens tomorrow. They are not screening it for critics. Take that as a little hint. And Daniel Day-Lewis's allegedly final film. He said he's going to retire. I don't believe that he is. Phantom Thread is quite good. He's an obsessive fashion designer, gets into a relationship with an everyday waitress. It's kind of a quirky relationship drama. I gave that a B+ also.
Look at that. Not a bad weekend if you'd like to see something.
Absolutely. Dean. And all the Oscar movies are out there, too, to check out.
Super. Thank you so much.
See you guys.
Dean Richards. We're going to take a quick break, and then Judy and I are going to say hello to Steve Bertrand for the Wind Trust Business Lunch.